This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're going to be doing a very interesting topic today on Daf Samach in Masechta Ksubos. And the topic is nursing, the milk of a human being. The Gemara says that there's a certain time frame that after that time, it's not permitted. The Gemara even says a lashon of kiyoinek sheketz. It's like nursing from an abominable thing. The lashon of the Gemara on Daf Samach. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan yoinek tinoik v'hilei chades ma'abra chodesh. A child could continue to nurse for 24 months. Mikan ve'elch from there and on kiyoinek sheketz. It's like being yoinek a sheketz. What does that mean, kiyonek sheketz? We're going to see Rashi in a moment. Devi Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua says, even for four or five years, and once you stop, which Gemara later says means for 3 days, then it's kiyonek sheketz. The Gemara asks, but Rebbe Yeshua said a different shir. Rebbe Yeshua said the shir is that so long as, even if a child could hold a package, he's allowed to nurse, and the Gemara says, it's all one shir. Fine. Bottom line is, there seems to be a parameter that after a certain amount of time, you're not a nurse anymore. The lashon of Rashi is ki yoinek sheketz, ki ilu yoinek davar meshukatz, as if the child is nursing something meshukatz. In the material that Daf HaShavua distributed, they bring from Shalos HaTshuvos Emek HaTshuva, that the Lashon of Rashi is mashma, that it's not just an Isser D'Rabbanon, but rather it's an Isser Chefza. It's a Chefza di Isura. Not just an Isser Gavr, not just it's Usser for the person to partake of it, but the item itself is actually infused as if it's a Chefza di Isura. They bring that the Ravid on the Taras Kohanim explains that they were Masakein, drinking from a woman, Bizman HaIsser, that it has a din of yoytzei min ha-tameh. We know that anything that emanates from a non-kosher species is tameh. So the Rabbanon gave a din of the milk of the mother after the allotted time as yoytzei min ha-tameh. So there's like an isser chefza. It's an isser d'Rabbanon, but it's kiyoinek sheketz. It's like an isser chefza. The Rush, however, seems to give a different reason why nursing is asr. The Rush says, the parak of parakei of ksuvas oisiotas, dam sha'ala kikar goyrev oichla. If you eat bread and there's blood on your mouth and it gets on their loaf and you eat it, you have to scrape off the blood. Mishum asel chlufi bedam acher. You're going to come to confuse it with other blood. Kivan shapirish shebeina shinayim. Kivan shapirish. Excuse me. Since it's separated from the body. But Shebein HaShinayim, the blood in between the teeth, Moitzitzai, you could suck it out, or Boiloi, fine. Says the Rosh, Dam Mahal Cheshtayim Mutter. The blood of a human is permitted. V'chilufehem B'chalav. Imloi Piresh Aser. If the milk is not separated, it's Aser. Te'asi L'chilufe B'chalav Behema Tmeya. You're going to come to confuse it with the milk of a non-kosher animal. Avo pireish mutter. But once it separates, it's permitted. So people are going to say, if you can nurse from the mother, you can nurse from a non-kosher animal. The Rush seems to be arguing with Rashi. Rashi says the Chachamim gave it a din of a davar meshukatz. The Ravid explains like something which is yotzei min ha-tameh. But the Rush says no, it's merely a gezeirah d'rabbanan that you might come to confuse it with the milk of a non-kosher animal. Here was a question, and we sort of asked this question when we were learning the Gemara. And that is, what in the world is the problem for the kid to continue nursing after 2 years? There's an Isser D'Rabbanan, not on the kid. The kid's below the age of Chinuch. You know, people are they're very machbid to bring their kids to shul below the age of chinuch. Why? For what? So they could train them not to daven, so that the rest of their life they won't daven. There's no mitzvah chinuch below the age of 6 and 7. Are you allowed to give such a kid a davar aser? No, you can't. You can't be machel nevelos tshevet. What about an iser drabanan? Are you allowed to be machel to a child below the age of chinuch in iser drabanan? It's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says that it is aser. The Rashba says it is mutter. Well, this Gemara should be a pretty black and white raya to the shita of the Rambam that you're not allowed to feed a child an iser drabanan. Because otherwise, why in the world can't the mother nurse the child? No, it's an iser drabanan. Yes, so for who? It's an iser drabanan for the child. There's no iser on the child, right? There's no iser on a child below the age of chinuch. Elamai on the parent. A parent can't give a child an iser drabanan. Where does that come from? So that's a famous machlokes rishonim. But this gemara should show that a parent is a mitzuveh lahafrishai even may iser drabanan. Now, we're going to now learn a little shtickle in the Machane Ephraim. Machane Ephraim is one of the very lumdishus svarim. On the Rambam, he has Simonim, Rav Ephraim Navon. And I was remembering this morning very fondly. I was at the kever of the Machane Ephraim. Get a load of this. You know where he's buried? He's buried in our good friend's country, Turkey. He's buried in Turkey. So, right now, I would not recommend going there. But Rav Ephraim Navon, he says, Nichta B'tzidai, Amadati, this is on the Rambam, Hilchos Machalas Asurois, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Chav Zayin. Amadati B'katan Shaloi Higi Alachinach. Yisafile Yisur Adrabanan Oilai. Now, listen carefully. If you see a kid eating an Yisur Adrabanan, everyone agrees you do not separate them. A kid on his own who is eating Yisur Drabanan below the age of chinuch, you do not separate them. That everyone agrees. The question is, can you actively feed them? Can you actively feed a kid Yisur Drabanan? So Garcina Meperk Afalpi, Tanu Rabanan, Tinoik Yoinik Vahilech, Ad Chav Dalet Chodesh, Mikan Ve'elech Kiyoinik Sharetz, Divi Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shua Amar Afil Dal Beheishanim, Perasach Chav Dalet Chodesh, Diyoinik Sheketz. Says the Machane Ephraim, Alma afilu b'yisura drabanan lo yisafina le yisura b'yadayim. We see that even in yisura drabanan we cannot actively feed. V'yafagav da'adayin lo higia l'chinuch. Even though the kid did not reach the age of chinuch. The kid wants to take on his own. We're not commanded l'hafrishai. But to actively give a child, we see from this Gemara, basically this is a raya to the Shita Sarambam, that Asr lahachel katan afilu iser drabanan, not like Shitas HaRashba, that iser drabanan leka iser sefiya lakatan. Stam, it's a good thing, a good yedia. Are you allowed to feed a kid in iser drabanan? Machlokes Rambam and Rashba. The Rambam says Asr, the Rashba says mutter. So the question is, what's the Rashba going to do with our Gemara, right? There's a famous Shita of the Rashba. You're allowed to feed a kid in Issa Drabanan. By the way, let's say, here, kidneyus. Could you give a kid, an Ashkenazi, could you give an Ashkenazi kid kidneyus on Pesach? Yeah? The Rashba says, yeah, of course. The Rambam says, no.
Nursing, the mother is partaking in the Isser. As opposed to giving it, it's only the child is only doing the Isser.
How is the mother partaking? What Isser is the mother doing?
She's actively nursing it. The only way the child is getting the milk is through nursing. So she's basically spoon-feeding it, putting it in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the machlokes. Can a parent spoon-feed an Isser drabanan to a child? That is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba.
Unless you're mechal, if you can put it in front of the child feeds itself. There's a chilik between that and actively spoon feeding the child.
Right, but look, safile literally means stuffing the kid, you know? And the Rashba says you're allowed to do that. By the way, when it comes to kidneys, even the Rambam agrees, because kidneys is not an issur d'rabbanan. It's a minhag. Right? A child needs a... But anyway, that's the shaila. What does the Rajba do with this Gemara? See, the mother is participating. Is it more than if she would be, like you said, spoon-feeding the child? So actually, what's interesting is the Rajba Shita is in Yevamos. The Rajba in a Tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Beis, someone raises the question to the Rajba. Sha'alta, Masha Amarta Lanu Lisha Avar, that which you asked, Shemutar Lahachla Zakatan Isidra Banan, that you're allowed to feed a kid in Isidra Banan, his Kirani, Haraayos Hamachrichos, Uma Toimar Ba'oisa Sha'amru Gabetinok Yoinek Vahoylech, Kal Esr Me'arba Chodesh, Mikan Ve'ilach Kiyoinek Sheketz, Bishapiresh, V'yafa gav the chol of isha midrabanon hu, even though the milk of woman is rabanon, v'kolish yisra drabanon, di parish b'mana shari, it's not even such a strict rabanon, because if it's separated from the mother in a kli, it's permitted. So the first thing the Rajba says is he denies it. He said, I never said it's mutter. He said, "Kishamarti lehalacha avaloi lemaisa." I said it in pshat and yevamis, but it's not like somebody came and asked me shaila and I said it's mutter. I said pshat in the Gemara. I never said lemaisa. That's also very interesting. You know, we always debate: is Rashi a poisek? Most mefarshim say Rashi is not a poisek. Rashi is just saying pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos was saying lehalacha. Here you have the Rajba. The Rajba is saying, he's conceding. I never said it's halacha. I just said it, I said it halacha, but not lamaisa. But he says, let's skip a little bit. Lohi, deloi amru kein bedavar sha'anu oisin letakanasa shaltinak. He says, okay, here he is. That which you asked from our Gemara and Ksubas, Eina, it's not a good question. Do you think I said that stamazai, for no good reason, you could feed a kid in Isra Drabanan? Fishaloi litzarcha shaltinak, not for the need of the child? I never said you could do it for nothing, for no reason at all. I said if there's a need, if there's a tzorech, you could feed a kid in Isra Drabanan. But after 2 years, there's no need. Ula Rabbi Eliezer, ain't tzorech hanaka labari yoisim yasim rabba chadish. There's no need for a kid to nurse for more than 20 months. Or according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could nurse up to 4 or 5 years. Filu chavalasa aksefai. Ha yasim mikain more than that. Ain't tzorech hanaka. Varehu lezekagado. Uvichti loy safin alay Isra Drabanan. The Raja says, yes, I in theory hold you could feed a kid in Isra Drabanan when there's a reason to. But there's no reason to feed a kid mother's milk after 24 months, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or 5 years, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ava kol sheyesh bo yitzorech letinag machil enoisai. Vafilu kol sheyesh bo yitzorkenu. Even if the kid has what he needs, meaning, even if we need to, and not for the child, like Hizrias Keshusa Utimas Kois Sha'amra Alav Zman Be'erav Yom HaKippurim Kol Shehu Letzarkenu V'loi Letzar Chai Mamish Altinak. So in other words, the first answer of the Rajba is there's got to be a purpose. In theory, could you feed a kid an Isra Drabanan? Yes, says the Rajba. But it has to be a tzorech. In my opinion, after 24 months, according to Rabbi Eliezer, after 5 years, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a legitimate tzorech. But then the Rajba says another answer. A very interesting answer. It says, aside from the fact that there's another reason. Ba'ahi d'yoynek, v'hu, she'chalof tamei, loynis barish b'ksav isurai. Doesn't say explicitly you can't have milk from a non-kosher animal. Ela da'asilan mi gamal gamal shtei pamim. The Gemara in Chulin darshens it. It says gamal gamal two times. V'haroya she'ata meinik l'misha yatsa mizman hanaka. Someone who sees that you're nursing, and it's after the time that he needs to nurse. V'harehu kugadol inyan zeh. Asi la'achlufei ulameimar dechol chalav. That any milk. V'afilu shel behema tmei amutter. Even from a non-kosher animal's milk. Lo'i aso tar ela habasar. The gamal. The Torah only answered the meat of the gamal. The gamal k'se v'loi chalav. Uchemoy shehadvash mutter. Af ha-chalav kein. Ulefikach gazru alav. You ready for this? You see a kid, he's 5 years old. He's nursing. It's not that you can't feed to the kid. You're allowed to feed a kid in a sidra banan. But in people's mind, this kid doesn't need to nurse. So he's like an adult nursing. And people in their mind are going to think, oh, if you could nurse at 5 years old, then you could drink the milk of a gamal. And in people's mind, it's going to lead them to drink the milk of a non-kosher animal. So it's not because you can, you're allowed to feed a kid in Issa Drabanan. But because this kid doesn't need to nurse, then it's easily confused that people are going to say, you're allowed to have the milk of a camel. Why are we so sensitive that people might come to drink the milk of a camel? Because it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to drink the milk of a kosher, of a non-kosher animal. It just says the word gamal, gamal two times. People might say, well, you're allowed to have the honey of a bee. Maybe you're allowed to have the milk of a camel. So we have to be very careful. So it's not that the mother is not allowed to feed this kid. It's that the mother is causing other adults to confuse the chalav of a human with the chalav of a gamal, even though there's a very big difference, because the chalav of a gamal is an isser d'oraisa, and the chalav of a human is only drabanan, and she's technically allowed to feed a kid an isser drabanan, but it's gonna cause other people to be lenient regarding drinking milk from a camel. And the Rashi ends off that we don't need this reason, but this shita of the Rashi, that it's mutter to feed a kid and it's a drabanan, it's only when you really need to. But if you don't have a tzorech, then you don't have to. Okay? That's what we got for today.
What is the need for the mother that she's engorged? So she needs to express milk out. The only way she can, she doesn't have a pump, just for argument's sake. The only way she can do it is from the child that has a very powerful suction can get the milk out. So it's doing it for her as well.
So the kid is basically relieving her distress.
For the benefit of the mother, which also the child also, but here the mother is also getting a benefit.
Not sure. I don't think so. That would.
But then the Rashba said, "If there's any benefit, even to for the parents, then it's okay."
I'm not clear over here what he means, where he says.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.